Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, sports fans. Sam Crowley, podcast number two today, November 15th, 2016. It's Massive Momentum Week. We're talking all about momentum. Just finished up the previous show for today titled The 50K That Got Away. Oh, crying in my suit. Felt good. It feels good a little bit to have a pity party, but then you're back to work. You don't stay in the valley, passing through the valley. Let's talk about potential. Let's talk about action, results, belief. All of that is required when you are building momentum. They are all critical components. I knew I flew through them, and I'm going to share with you exactly what we're talking about. First of all, creating momentum. Why do some people create momentum and other people just can't seem to get out of the funk? Are you stuck? If you're stuck right now, if you're feeling like, oh man, I don't, this is the podcast that's going to change it. Everything. It's going to change everything for you right now. I believe that. I really do. If you're ready to receive it, okay? Here we go. Potential. You know that. Oh boy, that word. They think, hey, if you only had potential, he's got a lot of potential. You know what? I think everybody has infinite potential. I really do. Now, some people tap into that. Most people, sadly enough, like, yeah, not so much. Okay. If you have potential, all right, and you believe something, forget the word potential, but possible. If you believe, what is it that you want to do right now? I mean, just insert your dream right there. Is it getting fit, best shape of your life, landing a new job? I hope not. God, I hope you don't have a job. Please don't get a job. Okay, you're going to get a job, but you're going to love it, right? That's a requirement. If you get a job, you got to love that job. Great relationships. Maybe you're coming off a divorce or a nasty separation, a breakup, something along those lines. Whatever it is. Okay, whatever it is that you want. Do you believe that it's possible before you start that you're going to have success? The answer's got to be yes. Because if you believe that it's possible, all right, whatever it is, this business that you want to start, for example, let's just say that, all right? If you believe it's possible, you're going to take massive action. True? Let me flip the coin a little bit, all right? What if you, what if you approach it this way, okay? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some days I'm really excited. And other days, I'm not so excited. Did I just describe you? Yes, of course I did. That's most people. I would do it if I knew. Sam, I would do it if I knew. Like, if I knew for sure that this was going to take off like I wanted to, I would absolutely. Oh, man, I would take so much action. Oh, man, you have no idea. I would be an action-taking machine. Okay. Why don't you just do it? Why don't you believe it's possible? Because if you take the him and the hawn, you go to him and the hawn, you're going to have little action. What do you think if you have little, if you believe just a little potential, what's going to happen? You're going to take a little action. And then what's going to happen is you're going to get little results. Has that ever happened to you? You ever tried something? You're like, I'll give it a shot. Give it a shot. So you give it a shot, which is the definition of playing small, all right? Not, I am all in, come hell or high water, man. I don't care if I got to go bankrupt, live in a tent in my backyard with my family. This thing, I am doing it. You ever done that with something? If you haven't, you ought to try it. It's really amazing. Because when you approach it that way, and you believe it has great potential, and then you take huge action, what's the results? Huge results. But what are we all missing? We're all missing one thing, or we would do it. I just said it about a minute ago, not this word, but I just described it. What do we all want? We all want certainty. Isn't that? We all miss the certainty. Sam, if I knew, if I was certain, well, yeah, that ain't going to happen. Okay? It's like the analogy I use all the time. You want the heat to come from that fireplace, you got to put the wood in the fireplace. And you're thinking, come on, heat. Give me some heat out of that fireplace now. I'm freezing over here. But you got no wood in the fireplace, cuz. What are you doing? Put the wood in there and then expect the heat to come out. But give it a little time. No, I want, that's a fireplace there, Sam. I've seen one of them many times on this DIY show. I know a fireplace when I see one. That thing's supposed to give me heat, darn it. Yeah, okay there, Grandpa. You got to get the wood in the fireplace, though, and then it's going to give you some heat. Because you want to be certain that the heat's coming. Give me the heat! Well, how about you actually take huge action to get those really great results? And then what happens is, the last component of this is your belief. Shoots through the roof. Oh my God, I believe it. I think I'm onto something. Well, of course you are. Had you started this whole thing with that huge belief, big potential, big action, big results, big belief. And it's just a continuum. And it goes round and around. Potential, action, results, belief. Potential, action, results, belief. Come on, say it with me. Potential, action, results, belief. If you feel there's little potential, you take little action, get little results, and you have little belief. True or true? It keeps feeding on itself until you're on a downward spiral and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Am I right or am I right, child? Well, then if that's the case, then you need to tap into a lot more potential. Then you will take massive action, creating greater results. And that, my friend, right there, is why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Because I just defined what a downward spiral looks like. A little bit of belief, and it keeps feeding on itself. Little potential, little action, little results. Everything's a little. It's a small world after all. Everything's little. It's a small world after all, including your dreams. Come on now. Play big. And by the way, I learned this college. You're like, Sam, wow, you're so smart for a college dropout, ex-stutter dude, man, who just rides roller coasters in the summertime and swims. How'd you get to be so smart? I'm not. Tony Robbins. I just recited to you what I learned from Tony Robbins 15 years ago. He teaches on the concept of momentum. Now, success leaves clues. Go model somebody. If it's me, it's me. Oh, I'd be humbled. I'd be honored to know you're out there modeling me, okay? Because I can't be a model in the truest sense of the word. Not yet, man. I'm in the gym, though. I'm in the gym for a little while. All right, all dumb jokes aside, success leaves clues. I found my success models were Zig, Tony, Jim Rohn, Dr. Dennis Waitley, Les Brown, people like that. And I still go searching. I am a searcher. People like you and me, we're searchers. We're seekers. We're always out there looking for people that we can model, okay? Go find somebody that you can model. Today, this week, this entire week, we're talking about momentum. Understand that when you find great potential in what it is you're doing, you're going to take great action, which is going to yield great results, and you're going to have great belief. In what you, it reinforces everything works on each other. So would you do that? Would you get out there and actually do it? Don't just talk about it. You must do what it is that you're thinking about doing, because, man, when it hits and it clicks and you know it will, everything changes. I mentioned Roger Bannister. How could he run the 4-minute mile? So let me ask, because I promised I would answer this question. If you do not have anything right now, you've got no potential, you're in that funk. Oh man, I'm in a funk, Sam. You have no idea, man. It is just nuts. I feel like I'm stuck in quicksand. Okay. You're going to get the results in your head that are going to make it certain before it ever happens. You feel me? You're going to envision this result. You're going to envision this happening before it ever happens. Roger Bannister ran a 4-minute mile. After he did, as I mentioned, 37 people did it in the next 2 years. But how did he run it in 3 minutes and 59 seconds if nobody had ever done it before? He got the results in his head first, and then he made it certain before it ever even happened. It was certain before it ever even he envisioned it in his mind that it was actually going to happen. That's how you create momentum, because you got nothing to work with right now. I want $1 million in my bank account. That's stupid. That doesn't even make any sense. You know how ridiculous that's. I hear people say that. What would make you happy? Oh, $1 million. 80% of lotto winners go broke. Get that stupid thought out of your head. You want to ask, why do you want it? Why? What are you going to do with it? You know? What are you going to do with that? That's how you avoid being the part of the 80% that go broke. It's not just the money, man. It's who you become along the way. So figure out that question, why, and how are you going to produce certainty when the world, it's not giving it to you, right? The world isn't going to give you the certainty you're looking for. You're going to create the results in your head beforehand, and that's going to make it certain way before it ever happens. Are you with me? Nice. Hey. If this resonated with you, make sure you know what to do now. Hit me up on Twitter, or you can email me, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Don't forget the number one webinar on the planet, edis webinar.com. See you back here, same time, same place tomorrow. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.